The year-end family letter. Now's the time when a lot of us are receiving them and maybe sending them too. Comedy writer Charlie Houck has been mailing out clever parodies of these breezy little annual updates for about two decades now. And somehow, every year, at least a few people don't realize he's joking.
At the end of a recent meeting, a television executive I've known a long time gave me a sympathetic half-smile and asked, "How's that middle son of yours doing?" And that's the curse of my annual Christmas letter. I don't have a middle son. 20 years ago, I made one up and named him Chick and put him in a parody of those chatty holiday letters we all get every year. I attributed staggering accomplishments to my four actual teenage children. They won national sports championships. They earned scholarships to the best schools, and they had novels published. Then occasionally I threw in a line like, "Middle son Chick has a good punctuality record at the Haywood Institute for Boys in Spring, Texas." Every year, I send out a holiday letter that no one could take seriously, and every year, some people take it seriously. It's embarrassing on both sides when I have to tell them it was a joke. If you're one of those people, allow me to set you straight on a few things. I do not have a daughter named Amber Marie, who got married at the Bel Air Hotel to Subcomandante Chumo of Chiapas, Mexico. There were no groomsmen who wore black ski masks with their tuxedos. A Mr. Arthur L. Gottlieb was not accidentally mown down in a hail of bullets in his yard behind the hotel during a firefight between the groomsmen and the Bel Air patrol at the rehearsal dinner. I have never been married to the actress Robin Givens. I am aware I could not have attended an exclusive Connecticut prep school called Harrods. I did live next door to the late Nicole Brown Simpson, but attorney Johnny Cochran never sent me a briefcase bulging with cash for any reason. This year's Christmas mailing is certain to cause problems. If you're on my list, you'll receive the second page of a letter, which starts in mid-sentence. It indicates that because of my rare good fortune during this economic crisis, I am offering each of my friends a substantial amount of money. To claim it, you simply have to call the phone number on the first page. A postscript says, "Attention! Those of you on the Prius list, feel free to ask for the cash equivalent." Anyone would know this is a joke, but I tell you now, I'm going to get calls from people complaining that they didn't receive the first page. Finally, it's true I knew public television's Mr. Rogers. However, he never took a swing at me.
Charlie Houck is a television writer and author of a comic novel about a sitcom gone awry. It's called Artistic Differences. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.